In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Good morning and welcome back to the Word for Life radio ministry. I'm Pastor Greg, and it's always a joy to have guests with us in the studio. This morning we have Harmon Castellanos as an opportunity to share with us what the country of Honduras is like. Harmon, glad to have you with us this morning.
Thank you, brothers. It's a privilege for me to be with you this morning, and I am very happy to be in the program. And well, Honduras is a beautiful country. We have a lot of mountains. In the north part and the south part is kind of hot. And in the middle is cold weather, let's say, like that. Oh. It's a beautiful country.
Okay. All right. Well, we're glad that you're able to be with us for our missions conference. Folks, you weren't privy to a conversation we just had a few moments ago, but I want you to hear what Harmon has to say. We're talking about what it's like when American missionaries go to another field, another culture, as it were. And Harmon, you were just sharing that sometimes Americans can just assume that because maybe they've been to college, maybe even seminary, and then they go to another country as missionaries, that they pretty well know everything they need to know. Now, they may know a lot about the Bible, but they probably don't know a whole lot, if anything, about the culture, about what's accepted, what's not accepted. And you were telling me a few moments ago about Honduras and the place of women in public conversations. Tell me about that.
Yes, sir. One thing is to know about the Bible. One thing is being in the seminary. Mm-hmm. But the real thing is being in the field.
Right.
Living, you know, in the field.
Uh-huh.
And in our culture, let's say it like the macho man thing, you know. In our culture, the women respect the man.
Right.
You know, they're very respectful.
Okay.
A lady or a wife will not go and tell the man what to do in front of other men. You know, yeah, they respect
right.
all that.
Right.
It's
right.
very respectful. And something that I would like to, like, give an advice to a missionary.
Sure.
Is that when they get to a culture, to get to know or ask some people about it. You
right.
know, how
right.
wife and man and husband treat each other.
Right.
What's the respect, you know, that they have each other? Because what I've seen by experience, you know, sometimes when the American missionaries get there, and as we started seeing that the wife start kind of bossy the husband.
In public?
In public.
Yes, uh-huh.
Yes, in
uh-huh.
public. And usually they tell him, no, don't do it that way. No, do it this way.
Uh-huh.
See what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
And the men around, the national men around, are seeing that. And they start losing respect.
They lose respect for the man missionary because they feel like his wife is out of place.
That's right.
To publicly be giving him counsel or advice or bossing him, so to speak.
That's right. That's right. Yes, sir. And so the man, the national man, and the missionary start losing respect from the national man.
It's sure hard to then have a ministry with the national man if they've already lost respect for him.
That's right. That's right. The men won't listen.
Yeah.
The men say, well, he just say words, but he don't live it.
Okay.
You see
okay.
what I'm saying?
So what I'm hearing you say is when we Americans go to other countries, we need to be quiet and we need to ask a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
We need to have a teachable spirit.
Yes, sir. I will suggest to a missionary to get a national friend
okay.
and maybe spend, let's say, a year or a couple years
yeah.
talking,
and yeah.
knowing the culture,
mm-hmm.
asking him the things that, you know, that are well seen
right.
or things that are not well seen, you know.
Right.
Maybe it may take a year or 2 years, you know, but he should have a national friend so he can talk to him and ask
good.
Him all these questions,
that's
you know.
Good. Yeah. Because probably the national would not share with the missionary unless he was asked to do so.
That's right. That's right.
Because he would feel like, well, I don't want to be disrespectful to him.
That's right. Mm-hmm. The missionary has to look for somebody to teach him. You know, we all need mentors.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So if a missionary from America, they go to, let's say, Honduras,
uh-huh.
he needs to have a Honduran mentor
right.
to know the culture.
Right.
How is he going to learn about the culture if he don't ask?
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to go ask another American missionary because he doesn't know the culture.
Exactly.
Neither, you know.
Yeah, several broadcasts ago, I mentioned about one of our missionaries that went to a country and he accomplished nothing for 4 years. Couldn't get a church started, came back on furlough for a year, and then went back to the same country. And one of the local pastors said, "What are you doing here?" And he said, "I'm starting a church." He said, "We already tried that, and you failed." And he said, "Well, I know, but I'm going to try again." And the national pastor said, "Do you know what you're doing wrong?" He said, "No." He said, "When you preach, you walk back and forth, and that's distracting to our people, and they won't come and listen to you. If you would just stand behind the pulpit and not move, our people would come and listen to you." Simple advice. As soon as he started doing that, people started coming. He was able to plant a church, but he wasted 4 years because he didn't ask questions. Isn't that interesting?
It is interesting. And like you say, little things like that.
Yeah.
Little things. They had to know. And you know what? Every village have different things in the culture.
Right.
And sometimes you can know the language. Uh-huh. You can understand Spanish.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes we use special sayings that at the end, the missionary don't get it. You said they also need to know the culture and some sayings that it means something different.
Mm.
So little things like that, I mean, it really don't help you in the ministry.
But yet little things become big things because I'm thinking you wasted 4 years.
That's right.
Because
4 years
of that one issue. You know, and imagine there are verbal expressions that they're just anathema. You know, you don't say them, but if you hear people using them and you start using them, you can immediately lose your ministry, you know, and you have no clue.
That's right. That's right.
And so I like your advice. Find a national person to become your friend and just spend time and ask a lot of questions and learn from him.
That's right. And, you know, it's like little things like if you visit a house in Honduras, everywhere you go, they're going to offer a cup of coffee.
Okay.
And most of the time, the missionaries say, no, I have water.
Oh.
You know, you drink a lot of water, sure, you know, sure. and it's healthy and all that. But yeah. What Jesus told the disciple when they go to a house, eat whatever they give you, right?
Yeah.
In Luke chapter 10, we find that, you know, he told the disciples.
So it becomes offensive if you turn down the coffee.
That's right. And you lose respect too.
Yeah.
The same way.
My son and his wife went to Brazil for 20 years.
Yes, sir.
And they weren't coffee drinkers, but Brazil is a big coffee country.
Honduras, too.
Yeah, and so they started in visiting. And in fact, they even give you coffee when you go to the beauty shop, when you go to the barber shop, the doctor's office. Everywhere you go, they are.
That's right.
And so they said that they thought, well, you know, I guess I better drink a cup. But it was like mud. I mean, it was just thick and everything else, you know. And so then they realized, okay, they have heated milk that you can put in your coffee. Mm-hmm. And so they put the heated milk in the cup first, almost to the top, then poured a little bit of coffee in top of the milk, and then they were able to drink it, you know.
Yes,
but,
sir.
But they weren't offensive to the people. They were drinking their coffee, and they were able to accomplish connection with those people.
That's right. You know, in our culture, in our country, even if people is so poor, they are very respectful.
Yes, yes.
So one of the things that they do to honor and respect the people is offer a cup of coffee.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
You know, maybe they don't have nothing else,
right?
But that's what they got. And then if the missionaries reject it, you know.
Then they feel rejected themselves.
They feel rejected. When I first started going to the mountains, we went to a mountain far away from my house, 7 hours.
Okay.
And we got there, and a friend of mine tell a joke. He was joking with the lady when we got to the house. He told her, this guy is American. He don't eat just anything, you know.
Oh, boy.
And it was a joke, you know. And I was, resting in a hammock.
Okay, okay.
And I saw the lady walking around the kitchen, you know, and she didn't know what to do because the only thing they have is beans and corn tortillas.
Okay,
that's the only thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And then she comes to me and asks me, but what do you eat? What do you eat? I have nothing else to give you.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
But she was so worried, about what she was going to give me to eat.
Yeah.
But I don't have to be disrespectful. You know, I told her, no, I can eat anything. Don't worry. I can eat beans or tortilla with salt. I mean, don't worry because, I mean, I don't want to be disrespectful, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it was amazing to see that.
That's great advice. Is there anything else that you feel like new missionaries need to learn or hear before they go to another country? Anything else?
Something that I think is good for them to do also is to see others better than itself.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Let me read the verse. Philippians chapter 2 says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Philippians 2:4.
That's right. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Because what I've seen is that just because they are American, they know everything, they are better than the other, and instead of asking the national what they suggest before we go to a village, they ask the other American missionary how it is like, you know, or what recommendation he gives, you know.
Okay, okay.
What advice he can give instead of asking a national.
Yeah, yeah.
But because they think they're better than others, they start saying whatever they want to say.
It comes across as real pride then, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, I think in a way it's the American pride.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
I don't want to be disrespectful or nothing,
but
I think it is just the truth.
Sure, sure.
You know? And like I said in the beginning, I'm saying these things because the things that I have seen,
by
experience.
Right, right.
Yes. So they need to see others, you know, better than
sure,
them.
Sure, right.
And as the people, something that I practice in my life is that when I don't know something, I better ask. You know, I better ask somebody else to tell me and learn. That way I'll learn.
Good advice. Well, we have come to the end of our time, but folks, join us again for the next one as we continue the conversation. We're talking about ministry in Honduras and how to be effective as an American. I'll tell you what, it'll just help us to really pray for our missionaries as they go around the world that they will be effective with a teachable spirit. So until the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.